Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll hear from some birds, we'll be dripping with honey, have some coffee, do some calling, and celebrate the birthday of Fred Fisher. In the fourth segment of tonight's show, we'll also have a special announcement about the show. It's a good thing, so stay tuned for that. Last week, we had a record by Vaughn DeLeith, on which she was accompanied by whistling virtuoso Margaret McKee. Well, here's a solo effort by Margaret McKee to start off a set of rapidly rotating records having to do with birds.
Thank you. prepare, taking the air, try not to care. Cool to each other like sister and brother, but somehow they feel all alone. They miss the two birds who've been untrue. That's why these two birds are blue. Thank you.
but she's there waiting for me. Oh, Mr. Swallow, ooh, 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 ooh.
Spread the news for me, spread the news for me.
I'll soon follow.
No more blues for me, no more blues for me. Just lay me in the lap of my
south wind, south wind.
Blow me home again, blow me back to my home.
We started that birdie set with whistling virtuoso Margaret McKee, accompanied by a Brunswick Studio Orchestra, on The Birds and the Brook from April of 1921. I told you a little bit about Margaret McKee last week, but I since found out that she lived from 1898 to 1960 and studied at the Agnes Woodward California School of Professional Whistling. Lest you scoff, other students have included John Wayne, Bing Crosby, and Pat Boone, and as late as 1991, the school was still in operation, known as the California School of Artistic Whistling, owned and operated by Marge Carlson, who in 2003 made a whistling DVD titled Joyous Wings. The Birds in the Brook was written in 1893 by Robert Morrison Stultz, and there are at least three other recordings of it, one in 1901 by the Peerless Orchestra on an Edison cylinder, another 1901 cylinder by the Columbia Orchestra, and a 1929 Brunswick recording of an actual canary bird solo, with piano and violin accompaniment. Next, it was the actual Franklin Bauer with the fictional Carl Fenton and his orchestra on July 23, 1926, with Two Little Bluebirds from the musical comedy Sonny, which also featured the songs Sonny and Who. That was followed by the 18th Street Strut from a Pathé Actuel 78 made in New York around March of 1926. So what does that have to do with birds? Well, it was performed by Tom Morris's group, the Five Blackbirds. I love just about any record with slide whistle and or wood blocks and or stop time, and we finished up with a delightful record that has all three. Played on the show for the first time, that was South Wind. You've heard the tune South Wind on the show before, but not this vocal version. Again, what does South Wind have to do with birds? Well, it was performed there by Walter Davison's Louisville Loons. Walter Davison may actually be Walter Esberger, who composed Hallelujah Rag in 1912 and Steamin' Down the Ohio the following year. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, you'll recall I played the 1927 song Honey by Vaughn DeLeith with the admonition that it was not to be confused with the much more well-known 1928 Honey by Seymour Simons, Haven Gillespie, and Richard Whiting. Just to make sure that you know the difference between the two, here's that one to start off a mellifluous set.
With you, honey, say you love me too, honey. no one else will do, honey. Seems funny, but it's true. Loved you from the start, honey. Bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny, honey, with you.
Thank you.
honey. You're the dearest thing, nearest thing to my heart. Honey, you're a honey. When I'm fast asleep or at lunch, I dream about my honey bunch, 'cause you are my sweetie and so on. I'm putting my dough on nobody else but you, dear honey. You're the money. You've been worth waiting for, honey. You're a honey.
Well, there's a bouncing, lilting little tune, Honey, You're a Honey, performed there by Ted Fiorito and his orchestra with Muzzy Marcellino providing the vocal. That Decca recording is from January 30th, 1936. Honey, You're a Honey was composed in 1930 by Ted Fiorito, and Mitchell Parrish wrote the words. Before that, it was the musical Stevedores, a group put together by banjoist-guitarist Elmer Chester Snowden, for a single Columbia recording session on January 30th, 1929, and one of the two products of which was Honeycomb Harmony, written by Clarence Williams. We began with a great record by Ben Sullivan and his orchestra as the Cavaliers and Honey, recorded April 9, 1929. The vocalist was Larry Murphy. There are lots of silly commemorative days throughout the year, such as National Talk Like a Pirate Day and National Sandwich Day. But last week, September 29th, was a truly important commemorative day, and that's National Coffee Appreciation Day. So to celebrate National Coffee Appreciation Day, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about Java, Rocket Fuel, Joe, Ink, Battery Acid, Cuppa, 40 Weight, Sludge, Mud, Go Juice, High Test, Brain Juice, Flowing Mississippi, Mocha Java, in other words, coffee.
In the mood for hot coffee? When you are, nothing else will satisfy. Coffee has a flavor, an aroma, a deep-down satisfying goodness all its own. And our coffee has something extra, the care with which we brew and serve it. You'll enjoy the show more while you're enjoying steaming hot coffee. Come and get yours now. Thank you.
you have our musical salute to National Coffee Appreciation Day.
I drink a lot of coffee.
I do too, Chevy.
I want my coffee to have that rich, full-bodied flavor.
I know what you mean.
I demand that true coffee taste.
All right, that's enough. From Charlotte's Review of 1926, Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, with Joseph Meyer's tune, A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You. That December 15, 1925 recording was an instrumental, but there are lyrics which were written by Billy Rose and Al Dubin. Before that, it was the blues singer Caroline Johnson, accompanied there by Fats Waller on Ain't Got Nobody to Grind My Coffee. That Jeanette 78 was waxed in May of 1926, and on the Champion issue of that recording, Caroline Johnson was credited as Flossie Porter. We started off that caffeine set with Benny Kruger and his orchestra with Hot Coffee. Hot Coffee was written by Kruger and Bartley Costello. Bartley Costello is an obscure name in vintage music, but he wrote a great number of songs, many about Ireland and other far-flung places such as my own hometown in Ireland and Egypt. But he also wrote about domestic venues, including Fare Thee Well, My Old Kentucky Home, and Dixie. In 1916, he wrote the sentimental When Grandma Sings the Song She Loved at the End of a Perfect Day, and his 1917 hit, If You Had the World and All Its Gold, written with Harry Edelheit and Al Piantedosi, inspired a whole slew of lachrymose mother songs in the early 20s. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Much as I would dearly love to be able to do this show live every week from the KISL studio, unless and until some generous soul wants to underwrite the expenses involved with my traveling to the island every week, most of the time the show is recorded in the production studio in my home on the mainland. So, unlike my friend Randy Bryan, who hosts Forward Into the Past, I haven't had the luxury and benefit of having a direct studio call-in line during the show, except if I'm physically on the island. But for the past 15-plus years, you've been able to get in touch by email or postal mail, and more recently through Facebook and the website. And you've always been able to leave a message on the KISL Ha Ha Boater line. Well, now, thanks to Google, you can call into the show on the telephone. I might be crazy to do so, but I've set up a Google Voice number for Rapidly Rotating Records. That means you can call in and make a request, suggest a segment topic, ask a question about a record, let me know your favorite record on a particular show, relate a story about a song or record, or tell me to go to, well, you get the idea. You can leave a message 24/7, but for those of you who listen to the show either over the air at 88.7 KISL Avalon or streaming online at KISLAvalon.com, I'll do my best to answer any calls during the show's broadcast on Sunday evenings. One of the neat things about the new Rapidly Rotating Records call-in line is the phone number. Many businesses try to have an acronym for their phone number like 1-800-PICK-UPS or 1-800-FLOWERS. Well, the new Triple R call-in number is area code 234-PLAY-78s. That should be easy to remember, and if you're calling from a U.S. landline, it's 1234-PLAY-78s. For those of you who don't like translating the letters into numbers, it's area code 234-752-9787. That's 1234-752-9787. Or 1234-PLAY-78s. So to launch the new Rapidly Rotating Records call-in number, which you can call right now, by the way, here's a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about calling, beginning with Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys, and waiting for a call from you. Thank you.
time and all will do. Here's my number, dear, don't you lose it. Won't you use it mighty soon? When I hear my phone bell ring, I'll just cancel everything. Until it comes, I'll be folding my thumbs, waiting for a call from you.
Dreaming.
Greaser on banjo, accompanied by Bill Wurgis on piano, with Calling from a March 2nd, 1927, Brunswick 78. Calling was written by Raymond Clagas and John Golden. Before that, it was Frank Munn with the orchestra directed by Joe Green and Somewhere a Voice is Calling from November 28, 1927. Somewhere a Voice is Calling was composed by Arthur F. Tate with the lyrics by Eileen Newton. We began that Calling set, appropriately enough, with Waitin' for a Call from You. That was Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys, a group made up largely of members of the California Ramblers, which was managed by Wallace Theodore Ed Kirkaby, a.k.a. Ted Wallace. That recording is from October 5, 1931, and the vocal trio is unidentified. Last week, September 30th, marked the birth in 1875 in Cologne, Germany, of Fred Fischer. His parents were American, but as a teenager, Frederick ran away to join the German Navy and later served in the French Foreign Legion. He came to the U.S. in 1900, where he learned to play piano from a musician in a Chicago tavern. From there, he moved to New York, where he worked for the Harms and Feist music publishing companies before forming his own publishing firm. Fischer was the subject of the 1949 biopic, Oh, You Beautiful Doll, and he died in New York City on January 14, 1942. We could easily devote an entire program to his extensive catalog of songs, which includes Chicago and Dardanella, as well as some longer titles such as Come Josephine and My Flying Machine, and They Go Wild, Simply Wild Over Me, but here are three of my favorites.
Thank you. like walking around here. Mercy. Sounds like baby patter. Baby elephant patter, that's what I calls it. Say, up in Harlem, at a table for two, there were four of us, me, your big feet, and you. From your ankle up, I'll say you sure are sweet. From that down, there's too much feet. Yes, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I really hate you cause your feet's too big. Yeah. La-dee-doo-da. La-dee-doo-da. Where'd you get them? Yeah. Your girl, she likes you. She thinks you're nice. Got what it takes to be in paradise. She said she likes your face. She likes your rig. Man, oh man, them things are too big. Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. I hate you cause your feet's too big. Gunboats. Shift, shift, shift. All your pedal extremities are colossal. To me, you look just like a fossil. Got me walking, talking, and squawking, cause your feet too big, yeah. Come on and walk that thing. Oh, I never heard of such walking. Mercy. Your pedal extremities really are obnoxious. One never knows, do one?
Or would you say that is okay, leave it that way? If I rhyme cottage small with the words kiss and bliss, then would you say that is okay, leave it that way? If I use a line like wedding in June, would you agree to help me with a tune? For the punch, suppose I'd add baby smiles, mom and dad. Would I be wrong, or would you say leave it that way?
I love that record. The Hi-Hatters with Frank Luther providing the vocal on Leave It That Way from March 18, 1930. Leave It That Way was written by Fred Rose and Fred Fisher. That was preceded by Fats Waller and his rhythm with their classic Your Feet's Too Big from November 3, 1939. Fred Fisher wrote the tune and Fats sang the Ada Benson lyrics. We started off with the Knickerbockers, a Ben Selvin pseudonym with Ben Selvin himself vocalizing on Happy Days and Lonely Nights, another Rose-Fisher collaboration, but this time Billy Rose. That beautifully recorded Columbia 78 was made October 8, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.
Better coffee than this, there isn't.